Good afternoon. Welcome to church on the Palm Sunday.
Well, I didn't know that Helen mentioned the Palm Sunday was the Lamb Selection Day. So God selected His only begotten Son as the Lamb today. Wonderful. And also, Fernando said Jesus came as a gentle king, not a powerful, like a ruler or Napoleon king, but a gentle king, right on the donkey. And he come our heart not to rule us, but to bless us. He came into our heart full of grace. Today I'd like to read Gospel of John, chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, which is the story. Everybody knows the story, the first miracle Jesus did on the wedding ceremony at Cana in Galilee. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jesus for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out," and took it to the master of the banquet. They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." This, the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. Amen. Probably everybody knows this story. I do not need to explain in details, but I'd like to mention some points about this story. One, this happened at the wedding ceremony, and Jesus and his disciples were invited, and also Jesus' mother was there, which means this wedding ceremony was the probably the relatives of Mary and Jesus. Maybe cousin or the Bible does not tell about the relationship, but this is not the wedding. We don't know about groom and bride. So Jesus and Mary knew bride or groom or both. So they invite. So the bride and groom and the family invited Jesus and mother, and they knew Jesus had some disciples, and they invite, oh, okay, come with Jesus, the disciples, you can come. So this bride and groom or their family wants to have their ceremony big, you know. If once they invite many people, which means the wedding ceremony getting bigger and more blessing. That was the custom, you know. Not in this area, but do you know Okinawa, Japan, the southern part of Japan? They still have that kind of custom to bless or to make good their wedding. They invite many people, as many as possible. Yes. I was invited once, one of the pastor's friend. He had a wedding. He got married at Okinawa. So the wedding ceremony probably was over 300 people. Ooh, it's like a movie star. Even he is a pastor, though. Yeah. But that is the custom, you know. And the bride side invited 100 people, groom side 100 people. If the bride side 200, groom invite 200. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So the wedding ceremony I was invited was 300, but they say it was not a big one in Okinawa. It's a normal size. Probably 500, sometimes more. But in Cana, in Galilee, it's an old time, you know, they don't have many celebration or wedding ceremony or something, you know, happy time. So the wedding ceremony is one of the, time they can have good food and good wine and dancing and singing. It's like old Japan or old United States, and all, you know. Yeah, we used to we did not have a kind of ceremony time. You know, we can eat good food every night today, right? We can go to Fernando's restaurant if we want every night. We can have good food, but over 2,000 years, they cannot eat good food every day. Probably every day they eat a piece of bread and a little water or a glass of wine or something. You know, they don't eat meat every day. That's why they eat meat at festival or like this wedding. So they invite Jesus and Jesus' mother Mary and Jesus' disciples and maybe other neighbors and relatives and friends. And they started the wedding ceremony. But the problem happens. What? Wine was gone. Why? They invited too much, too many. And they drank too much, maybe. Yeah. It's out of their plan. So the master of banquet, probably the relative or father or uncle of bride or groom, had a big problem. No wine. And maybe the wedding will go on. More days. Probably they had wedding ceremony 3 days or 4 days, sometimes more. Week or 2 weeks. Yeah. So they have to put a lot of wine, a lot of food. But they invited too many. So the most important thing was wine. Well, gone. So the master of banquet asked his relatives or friends, Mary was one of them. So the Mary, verse 3, when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother Mary said to him, "They had no more wine." Mary, probably Jesus' father, Joseph, were gone at this time. Joseph was not on the Bible. Probably he passed away 5 or more years ago or 10 years ago. I don't know. Nobody knows. But Jesus was the master of the house, the family. So he worked as a carpenter, and he made money and feed the mother and brother and sisters. So Mary depend on her first son, Jesus. So Mary heard about the problem of the ceremony, wedding ceremony. Mary asked her son, Jesus, "Hey, they had no more wine." So from maybe before that day, if Mary said to Jesus, "Hey, there's no more wine," Jesus probably said, "Okay, I go and get more wine, mother, or I go home and get more our wine, or collect the wines around the house." But at this day, Jesus' reply was different. What Jesus said, "Dear woman," what? Mary was his mother. But Jesus said, "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" What a statement. Why do you involve me? Don't bother me. I don't care. The kind of saying, right? Why do you involve me? Well, this is not my job. Maybe Mary was discouraged or disappointed or shocked. But she said, and Jesus said, "My time has not yet come." What does my time means? But the readers of the Gospel of John, we read from the chapter 1, verse 1, we knew Jesus was not the human being. He was the creator, he was the God, and he came into this world as the light, right? When we read through from the chapter 1. So we know this when this happened, Jesus said, "It's not to as a son of Mary, but he acted as the Messiah sent God from this earth to show the light." But this is not the time yet. However, Mary, mother, said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Do whatever he tells you. Probably she did not know about that. About him, what happened in her son. So she thought, maybe my son will do something good for the ceremony. He'll help this bride and groom. And verse 6, nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Wow. What a big jar, 20 to 30 gallons. How big is that? Like this big? Maybe?
100 liters.
Yes, about 100 liters. Yeah. Wow. Oh. And 6 of them. which means 200 times 6, 1,200 liter.
Ooh.
And Jesus said to the servant, fill the jars with water. 1,200 liter water. How do they fill the jar? No? From the well. What a job! Have you ever done? Get the 1,200 water from the well? By your hands? Have you ever done it before? Are you going to try it? No. Let me try to count. If you use the bucket, like 5 or 10 liter, even 10 liter bucket, you have to get 120 times from the well. It's not shallow well, you know. It's very deep. Yeah. Ah, what a job. So in this story, the most admirable person, the most we have to say thank you, is not Jesus, but servants. They had to work for her so hard. And Jesus said, fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. To the brim, the top of the jar. But what the servant thought to do this? What do you think? What the servants thought? What they are took the water and put it in the jars 100 times. What did they think? What we have to? Why we have to do this? You know, is there any torture or something? Because we did not prepare enough wine, so this guy tortured us. Or the Bible said this jar is used by the Jews for the ceremonial washing. Well, water they use for cleansing. Jews use the water to before they eat the food. They somebody use the water cleanse them, clean their hands or body. That's why they need the big jars. So this is what I thought. The servants, so they'll carry the water. Maybe because we did not clean enough. Yeah. So when we cleanse us, cleanse us, this guy Jesus used this water. We use this water to cleanse and then repent and ask the miracle or ask the forgiveness to the people. Maybe I thought, but nobody knows about that. But after fill them to the brim, then Jesus told them, now draw some out and took it to the master of the banquet. So they did so. They took the water and brought to the master of the banquet. The servant thought, what an foolish things we have to do. Bring the water to the banquet. However, something happens from the jar to the mouth of the master banquet. How long do we need the water into wine? How long we need? At least 2 weeks, month? No, water never changes into wine. But maybe in this story, Jesus used 5 minutes or less. He changed the water into wine. So that maybe servant can feel something when they carried. The smell has to be changed somewhere around in between, I thought. However, the master of the banquet tasted and water that had been turned into water. The Bible said, the water that had been turned into water. So before he drank, well, before he had, the water had been changed. Where? And said, everyone brings out the choice, the wine first, and then the cheaper wine after. Because they got drunk, they cannot taste, they cannot know what the difference. However, this wine was wonderful. It was the best wine the master ever had. So this story tells many things to us. Of course, Jesus changed water to wine, but also this story, this miracle shows since the water was used for the ceremonial washing, so Jesus changed the ceremonial washing water into celebration water, celebration wine. So Jesus changed the law, the Mosaic law, the cleansing or literal things, into blessing. Romans 6:14, Paul said, "For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace." So this story shows Jesus took us from the law and bring us into grace. He did not use that water to cleanse us, but he used his own blood to cleanse us, and he gave us just blessing. Blessing wine. Amen. And also, this story reminds me or remember the reader. The original reader of the gospel was Jews. When the original reader, Jews, read this story, they remember the story of Moses. Probably somebody. So, what the Moses' first miracle was? What the first miracle?
The water comes out of the rock.
Oh, no. Water into blood, right? In Egypt. But the water changed into blood. Is that to bless the Egyptians? No. The plague. A curse, of course, to show the power of God, but that is not the blessing. But Jesus did this first miracle not from water to the blood, but from the water to wine. Moses, of course, God did, though. Moses used the first miracle, water to blood, to save the Jews, but Jesus changed the water to wine to save the human beings. Beautiful story. And also, this story tells the failure to the glory, into glory. This happened, as I mentioned, this was the maybe out of plan or out of count or too many guests, but this is the big failure of the master of banquet and the bride and groom. This is the big failure, big mistake. But Jesus changed this big mistake into big success, glory. How? He changed the water into wine, even not the cheap wine, or wine taste water. There's a beer taste water. This is not the kind, the true best wine. Could we drink this in the heaven? Are you going to ask Jesus, Jesus, can I taste that wine this now? This is what I dreamed of. But the master said, like Jim mentioned in the testimony time, you have saved the best till now. You have saved best till now. The best of best that Jesus did for us. Amen? Jesus turned your failure into his glory, into your success. We do not afraid of our failure. Why? At the time, Jesus is there. At the time, Jesus shows his power, his glory. This is a time when we make mistake, when we did wrong, when we got stuck, we have the problems. This is the time of Jesus. This is the time he did miracles. He changed water into wine. He changed your mistake into glory. Don't see yourself as a failure. Of course, we're a failure. We're sinners. Of course. But we're the disciples of Jesus Christ. What we can do is what? What the servant did. Yeah. What we can do? Just put the water in our jar, yeah, and pray. We cannot change the water into wine, but Jesus can do. We just wait. Lord Jesus, I made a mistake. I'm a failure. I'm a sinner. But Lord, I invite you in our wedding ceremony, in our life, in our lives. And we need you. We need your power. We need you to change everything into your glory. Amen? Amen. That is the reason Jesus came into this world. That's the reason Jesus came into your life. Jesus is not far away. If you invite him, Jesus comes into you, and if you open your door, he came into your house, your banquet, your dinner, and he wants to have dinner with you. The first of his miracle sign Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. I don't know the numbers of miracles God, Jesus did after that. Maybe 20 billion under five times, I don't know, miracle. Well, Jesus performed at Hiroshima in Japan, at your house, at your family, at your working place. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. When we see his miracle, or we can get the faith. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much we can get together on the Palm Sunday, and we welcome you. We invite you in our place, in our lives, in our wedding ceremonies. Of course, we make mistakes, but we know you do the best. You change the curse into blessings. You changed our failure into success. We are now not under law, but under grace. Thank you so much. Today we can have the banquet with you, Lord. And we won't afraid our mistakes, our lack of knowledge, wisdom, power. Because when we make mistakes, Jesus appears. Jesus shows his power, his love and mercy in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.